This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 12:15, Brian Dawkins going to join us, your former teammate.
B-Dawk.
We get to celebrate and talk about a Super Bowl championship with B-Dawk at 1 o'clock, Elliott Shore Parks. First time we'll get to talk to Elliott since he covered the Super Bowl. He also has a fresh list of the new top 10 athletes in Philadelphia, which we got to go over with Elliott. He's got a new one.
That guy's wild.
Well, you won't be surprised who's on top. He just had a pretty good game on Sunday. So we'll get to all that coming up. Your phone calls as well. Is it too early to start thinking about dynasty? I don't think it is. The Eagles are set up. They have the best general manager in pro sports. They have a great owner. They're young. And I think they've solved the drafting thing, which was always kind of the one thing they didn't do well. Last four drafts have been incredible. I don't think it's too early. Hugh does. And citing, got to get everyone on the same page again. AJ Brown's Instagram post as well. All right, before we get back to the phones, though, let's have a little fun with this. Nick Wright, Fox Sports 1. He was probably one of the more vocal doubters of the Eagles.
You mean one of the, like the kids say, haters?
The hater, the hater before the season.
Biggest haters.
Yeah, one of the biggest haters. He covered the Super Bowl. He was down there. I saw him walking around Radio Row. And apparently when he was down in New Orleans, he got confronted by someone, or at least, you know, kind of someone challenged him about stuff he said this year, especially maybe about the Eagles quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Let's listen to Nick Wright tell this story.
Friday night before the Super Bowl, late, I'm at the Clutch Sports Party. Having a good time. I don't work the next day.
Sure.
A few drinks like most people are. And a woman walks up to me and says, I need to ask you one question. Why do you talk so bad about Jalen Hurts? I was like, well, I don't think I talk bad. You know, and she was not budging a bit. It's like, no, you do. And I was like, well, let me tell you the good things I've said about him. I actually referenced the college thing. That's not what I'm worried. And this, once this goes on for 5, 6, 7 minutes, I have a little moment of clarity. I say, ma'am, can I ask you one question real quick? So, yeah. I said, are you Jalen Hurts' mother? She said, yes, I am.
Well, that'll do it. Yeah, that'll do it.
He lucky he ain't get slapped across the lips. You know, and it's obvious that even if Jalen doesn't hear the criticism, there's people around him that do.
Of course.
You know, and he tries to insulate himself from it. But at the same time, he's motivated by it. And, you know, that's any athlete. And I would assume, because I wasn't a part of like, I got in on social media when I was getting out. You know, so it was not like I had a whole lot to, you know, whatever. So it has to be tougher for him because every move that you make, everything that you do is criticized. Everybody has a phone. Everybody has an opinion. And everybody voices their opinion. So it has to be tough for an athlete in this era to have to deal with that constantly.
Well, I think the best ones are the ones that try to avoid it. And I know it's mostly impossible. Like, people, it's hard, right? You see things people say about you if you're in that position like a player. I do think Jalen does mostly, though, and I think it's part of the reason why he's been so successful here. He doesn't hear the noise, but obviously people around him do. That was a funny story. The funny part for me is he said he was at a Clutch Sports party, Hugh. I have to imagine that's not the party where they criticize each other. Like, everyone's in the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I imagine that probably was that would have been the tell for me. Like, wait a second, we're all in the business, like, right? Like, there's another TV person over there and whatever athlete. They're like, who is this person? Like, that's kind of funny that she was there and let him have the business. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Is it too early to start thinking about that D word? Dynasty. Dynasty is the D word here. We're talking about Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, pal?
Oh, man, everything's great. I just think...
You know what I mean? Like, I imagine that...
Yeah, it's a lot, Will. You got a lot going on.
It's all right. You got business.
I think that, you know, with AJ, right, remember I kept saying Sirianni had these guys mentally ready. And the biggest thing that he did was make everybody swallow their ego. And now you see what I've been talking about, right? Because I saw it in AJ, right? But AJ, what I do appreciate is you didn't allow that to destroy this journey. And I appreciate you dealing with what you had to deal with. And, you know, this season coming up, man, you need to just pull Jalen aside and say, listen, bro, I need the ball a little more. We need to work on some stuff. And y'all go to work together, man. And you're going to get that ball. See, the whole thing is you're already great. You already stamped. Just because you don't get as many, you know, touches as you normally would get, man, you still helping the team because guess what? Whether you believe it or not, you're taking a lot of defenders, you know, chasing you down to open the rest of the game up. So you always contributing. That's what you got to understand, man. And my thing is, even with the dynasty thing, listen, man. Like I said in one of my chants, the star has fallen. Dallas is done. Yes, it's a new America's team, and it can be us. You dig what I'm saying? Yes, we can get to the dynasty. We have the potential, but like I said, I got to see how the new coordinator is going to do, or who we get, whatever. But this is the last thing. We beat them dudes. You know what this Kansas City and Eagles matchup was like? When Evander Holyfield stepped in the ring with Mike, right? Actually, we outplayed Patrick Mahomes the first game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just like, well, Holyfield, he beat him. But guess what? That rematch, he demolished Mike because he looked him in the eye and said, you know what? I'm not afraid of you. So guess what? I am elite. And I kept saying that Jalen is an elite quarterback. And y'all argue me down about that because you got to look at this man's work ethic, man. Every year, I've never seen no quarterback
you be arguing,
just
Joe?
Do what he did.
Nah.
He went through four coordinators and it's about to be five. And still took us to the promised land. And every time I was in the playoffs, man. So listen, all these doubters and keep saying, oh, our season may be crazy because of what AJ's saying and Jalen not this, Jalen not that. They already proved they so. So guess what? Y'all need to either get on the bus
mm-hmm.
or get ran over.
That's right, Doubter Douglas. Get on the bus.
Get out of later.
Or get that.
That's
yeah.
a B.E. Siegel
Well,
sign.
Good phone call. Yeah,
B.E. Siegel. Saying.
So he brought up the that they still got there even though they've had all these different coordinators. We're about to have another one. This is about to be the fourth coordinator in 4 years for Jalen Hurts. I know you said yesterday, Hugh, it's like we got to move past it. He's got to move past it. So some of the early reporting on what might happen here is interesting. So we know Kellen Moore's gone, right? He's taking the Saints job.
Mm-hmm.
And It was interesting. Listen, an hour ago when we had Seth on, Seth said it's a mistake he took the Saints job. I get why he did.
You got to take that job.
I think he's interviewed eight different head coaching jobs now in the last handful of years. When someone finally offers you the job,
you got to take it.
I understand. Now, it's not an easy spot. We'll see how he does. But there was a story yesterday that Kevin Petullo, who's the passing game coordinator here, and he's been with Sirianni here the whole time, he's potentially going to go with him as his coordinator. And then also there's the thought Doug Nussmeier has been Kellen Moore's quarterback coach everywhere he goes. So he followed him from Dallas to Los Angeles to here. I know you're not concerned about it. It is potentially. Now, we'll see what the Eagles do. Maybe they'll try to keep Petullo. That's a lot of people off the staff that Kellen Moore could take, right? If he takes himself, the pass game coordinator, and the quarterback coach, that's a lot for the Eagles to replace.
No, I get it. But I look at it like this, Joe. And Kyle, for that matter, we replaced an offensive coordinator that got us to the Super Bowl.
Steichen.
And we replaced him with a friend. And we did something that's unheard of. Big Fangio Stan.
This is his last stop.
And in 1 year with one coordinator, Kellen Moore's only been here for a year. Mm-hmm. And we got to the Super Bowl. So I'm a little bit more confident in the vetting process of finding an offensive coordinator that's going to marry some new concepts to what we already do. Like, there's probably a lot of bread and butter with this offense that is probably surrounded by Saquon Barkley. Now you have to figure out with that part of that, how do you marry your receivers into that? Mm-hmm. How do you get the passing game to be more potent? Because you could argue that the passing game wasn't as potent as it could have been.
I think we'd all felt that until the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Then it really emerged.
And it was one of those things where you leaned on Saquon for necessity. It was out of necessity. And you saw the passing game evolve a little bit. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to change that much. I'm not as concerned about it as many people are because they probably knew this was coming, and they probably got a short list of people that they want to come in and try to, you know, get this offense going.
Well, the list might be short partially because they're so far into the offseason right? Like they're behind, you know.
That's facts.
The hiring cycle. It doesn't mean they can't find someone good, but it is what it is. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
You, Joe, Kyle, what's up? Can y'all hear me?
What up,
we
man?
Got you, Terrence. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. First of all, I wanted to say that moment between Smitty and Hurts, man, that was everything, man. When we seen it. I don't know if you guys seen the video.
Yeah, it was pretty cool when they hugged and Devontae had tears in his eyes. Yep.
Yeah, even with Hurts, man, Hurts don't even show that much emotion. It looks like Hurts wants to get back to work, too. Look like he's not satisfied. You saw Hurts, like, he always gets that little smirk, that little grin. But you can tell he's not really satisfied with the Super Bowl either. But, man, as far as Sweat, I feel like it sounds a little selfish coming from him, but we all know he wants to get paid. And we know that Howie got a lot. You know, he has to sign. You got Zach Bond, a free agent. We got Milton Williams. He dominated. Like, we got a lot of decisions Howie has to make. And if Howie can retool this roster and get back there again, man, then I'm gonna say dynasty because it's hard to do. You got so many players that you got to replace. I know we have our young core already intact, but to get those key pieces back in there, man, that's amazing, man. As far as AJ Brown, man, we know he's. Like, I saw that post yesterday, and I took it as we know he says stuff and it's subliminal. He does that a lot. He says stuff with subliminally. So I think he does that so we don't know how to take it. He does it intentionally. He does it subliminally so we don't know how to take it. But I feel like it's always kind of slight and hurts a little bit because I know you saw on the post the check mark thing. What was the last one to say? Super Bowl MVP. And what was hurt? Super Bowl MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that last check mark. Man, he didn't really have to put that post up to me. I feel like, but I feel like the difference between him and Smitty is Smitty was grateful. I feel like Smitty felt like it's hard to get there. You don't know if he's gonna get back there again. And I feel like, to me, I feel like AJ is coming off a little deal. Like, man, you just won a Super Bowl. You're gonna have a parade Friday. I feel like you said, it's the time for that, man. Because it's coming off like you're coming at the quarterback again, but you're doing it in a subliminal way. But as far as this dynasty, man. And taking care, we got to call him Jalen Hurts the Kermit Killer because every time he performed better than the Mahomes, he beat him last year. He outperformed him in the Super Bowl the other year, but before that, So we got to start calling Jalen Hurts the Kermit Killer, man. And I feel like Jalen Hurts does have that kind of Jordan-esque feeling about him, like he's not satisfied. Like I said before, he don't give no emotion. Like I feel like after the Super Bowl, I was watching his expression, and he didn't give too much. He didn't jump around. He just kept saying he's trying to process it. So I feel like in that kind of way, I feel like Hurts and AJ, man, they're kind of similar in that kind of aspect where they're not giving too much emotions out of that situation of winning the Super Bowl. And that don't come, man, a Super Bowl, that don't come damn easy, man.
Well, it does. Well, Terrence, the Jalen thing, Devontae has, I think part of it, Terrence, good phone call. I think part of it is where they came from. At Alabama, it's not about winning once. It's about winning every single game.
It's about reloading and getting back after.
Right. Like when that might be the part of them adding all these Georgia and Alabama kids that we didn't think about when they first got here. Like, yeah, they're ready for the pro game. They're really good players. They're winners. They also know how to handle winning again and going back again. Like, I don't have any thought that Nolan Smith's going to be satisfied now. At Georgia, you're supposed to win and then win again.
I mean, that's something that's – when you win one – I mean, I've never won one, obviously, but I'm assuming that's one of the first thoughts. That's without question, because that's a feeling that you've never had before, and you want to keep that feeling going as long as possible. I just feel, I guess, you know, me being as old as I am and being just old people and representing all those
Pop,
folks,
Pop Douglas.
I feel like there's a lot that should not be said, especially when you're talking about the social media and being a guy that has had moments on social media where he's even said himself, I've been misinterpreted.
Yeah, when you were young, now you're old.
You've been misinterpreted.
So that's kind of like, that's why I'm having trouble wrapping my head around the fact that, like, he's trying to take a dig at Jalen over social media. Like, given everything we know about A.J. Brown, having called into WIP because he was so frustrated with what we were talking about or what people were talking about him and misinterpreting something he said, I do believe he's a smart guy. I think he just makes mistakes sometimes, or like doesn't always convey the exact meaning that he wants to, or in the right way. Like, there's no way to me that he's thinking 2 days later, like,
I believe,
it doesn't, like, there's no way it's malicious.
So before you make your point here, I didn't think it was about Jalen. I think it's about his role.
It was about his role.
That in general, I don't think that he's, like, given everything we know about him, that he's deciding deliberately to take to social media to complain about its role 2 days after the Super Bowl. Like, he's not that freaking tone deaf.
You know why I think that he is, in my infinite old-ass man wisdom? Is because he made a concerted effort during the course of the season not to do it because of, you know, the reading the book and everything and going out of his way when he did feel that way to pull the book out on the sideline. Everybody was like, oh, it's not a big deal.
Well, that tells me the opposite. That tells me that he is, in his conscience, he doesn't want to portray that way. So
okay,
why would he do it on purpose?
Okay, in his conscience, he doesn't want to be portrayed one way, but then he goes out of his way to do it on social
media. That's my point. I don't think it was deliberate.
Because
it doesn't add up. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know if he was deliberately trying to undermine the celebration of the week. I don't know if that was... But here's what I do think. I think, and I've read books on like the most successful people. They sometimes don't realize what is actually driving them. And I think AJ now realizes what... This is not necessarily a bad thing. He realizes now he's driven by dominating one-on-one. He said it. I think he means it. Now, the question moving forward is, can he be satisfied here in this role while winning? Or does he need something else for satisfaction? I don't know.
I know he's probably looking for his why, but again, it's... You leave it to interpretation, and that's the problem.
That's why I feel like he made a mistake.
He did. No, Kyle, this is what I'm trying to get you to see. Like, and I use me as an example, as my old ass self. There are times where I want to tweet certain. Okay, for example, just to give you an example, I want to tweet about the Super Bowl halftime show.
You had a lot of thoughts.
I had a lot of thoughts, and me and you talked about those. But I said, you know what? I don't feel like tweeting something out to a bunch of individuals that probably are not going to understand exactly what I'm saying.
Well, plus your audience was happy about the Eagles.
Yes.
Right? Like our audience.
And so I was like, okay,
is this the time?
There's a time and a place for everything.
But that's your grown-up self.
No,
like,
but if
young you had Twitter, dude.
That's,
come on.
That's, but no, Kyle, that's I don't feel like you're able at this, when you get past 18, I don't feel you should be able to hide behind, well, I'm not old enough to have infinite wisdom.
No.
You've had moments. He's had moments here with the Philadelphia Eagles where he's been, you could say he's been misinterpreted, but he does everything for a reason. Everything that he does is calculated. The fact that he had the Patriots outfit on or the Patriots Tom Brady, he did that for a reason.
But he gets frustrated when we misinterpret it. So Kyle, why would he intentionally do it again? Media, that doesn't make sense.
People use social media for what it is, to be social. And he knows exactly what he's doing. You're not about to sit up here and make me believe that he don't know what he's doing when he sends out tweets.
If I had a guess, there'll be a story this offseason from an insider saying the Eagles are thinking about opening the offense up again to keep everyone happy. Like that, there's reality to this.
Joe, he went and did that when he threw the ball to him at the end of hissy fit. My bag. I know. Dog, my bag. I know you're on the phone, dog. My bag.
Yeah, let's get to our next guest and celebrate with a guy that I'm sure is very happy of watching a defense dominate the way it did on Sunday. Joining us now on behalf of Berenger and Lilly's It Takes Two Health Initiative, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Eagles legend, your former teammate, Hugh Brian Dawkins. B, Doc, how you doing?
B!
I'm absolutely blessed, brother. I'm blessed and excited.
Hey, I know. Listen, I got a chance to see that. But what were you thinking when you saw that defense playing the way that they would think? I know you probably was up there probably doing a bunch of curls or something. But what were you thinking when you saw that?
No, I mean, to be honest with you, I was hyped for them, but I kept saying, "Whole lot of time left. Whole lot of time left. Good play, touchdown, pick, touchdown." Whole lot of time left.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was my mindset. It was almost like I kicked you back into game mode, right?
Yeah.
You get excited for that instance, but you know it's more work to be done. So I kept saying, okay, got more work to do.
Brian, what was it like watching the defensive line do what they did? I mean, that was, watching Super Bowls my whole life, it's rare to see a defensive line dominate like that. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is such a great player, and he had no time, and whenever he did, he took punishment. I haven't seen a team play defense like that in the Super Bowl in a long time.
Man, listen, that is a defensive back's best friend, is a defensive line that's hunting like that. Are you serious? You know, you can... When you have a defensive line that's able to win their one-on-one battles and you do not have to blitz, that allows you to then match coverage. We have more people in coverage to match those coverages. And because of that, that makes the quarterback hold the ball just a tick or two long. And then the defensive line gets the chance to make their second move. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so that's those opportunities to get the ball carrier down when the quarterback down, when he tries to step up into the pocket. So, again, for them cats, and here's the thing for me, I thought that would be Jalen Carter that was going like that. But because of his talent, they were paying so much attention to him that them other cats got a chance to go one-on-one, and they was absolutely beaten, and I loved it.
Well, we all did. What a moment. What a night. Brian, talk about the Cooper DeJean's interception return, his first one. And it was so cool to watch him because he kind of dropped back there and then Mahomes is trying to get out of the pocket. And I kind of felt like he was seeing it develop. Like Mahomes might try to throw it behind me. I'm just going to drop back here. And then, boom, he took it away and then made a play with the ball.
Man, you know what? That play on the sprint out. He's the flat defender. He's the deep comeback defender. So there was a deep comeback by the receiver, but he took that away initially. But he's such a playmaker in his mind, and he's not performing like a rookie, that he was just reading the quarterback at that point. So if you paid attention, had Mahomes pump fake that left, he would have been able to throw like a 15-yard comeback, and it would have been right on time. But again, because of his playmaking ability, his ability to read the quarterback, and then his confidence, the confidence that Vic and everybody has in him, he was able to make that play. And not only did he make that play, he then turned into the returner that he is and took that thing to the house. So I'm so hyped for him, so happy for him as well.
Brian Dawkins joining us here as we celebrate Super Bowl 59. The Eagles are champions again. Brian, how about the play? What impressed you the most about Jalen Hurts and his performance? He was the MVP of the game, and it just felt like from the moment it started, he was poised and in control. Biggest moment, he looked like he was playing in just any other game.
But here's the thing. this is the Jalen that we've seen. Like, we've seen this Jalen before. When was the last time we saw this Jalen? 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And what game was that? The Super Bowl. So this is the Jalen that many people, I expect to see during the season. So that's why, for me, like, I don't mind being critiqued, right? A lot of people critiquing him. Why? Because you have flashed us that. And so now you get back to that mode again. And in the playoffs, he got back into that mode of playing at that level. And so, again, this is not a surprise for me that he played this way, to be honest with you. He was healthy. You know, one of the blessings for him is toward the end of the year, and is him getting hurt. He had to sit out for those couple of games. He got healthy, and then he came back in the playoffs and played outstanding football.
Brian, I'm kind of curious. Do you look at this team and you see them potentially becoming a dynasty? And if so, what do they need to do to kind of get that thing going?
Well, they've done it. They won the first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
They won that doggone first Super Bowl. But I'll tell you, the hard part for them is going to be what has happened, and that's their coaches being poached. And so you have to find somebody else to come in to be able to put the players in place to have the success that they've had. I believe they'll continue to do a great job as far as scouting is concerned. Yes, Howie makes the plays, but they have an outstanding scouting department. I've been an executive there, so I know a lot of those guys. So they have an outstanding scouting department. And so then it's just the consistency of the play on the field, especially on the offensive side of the ball, because I believe Vic is going to be there for a little while. Like, Vic going to be around. And what he's done, to me, he was the MVP. Like, what he's taken that defense from the 31st in the league to the first in the National Football League during the year, but also to playing like the best defense in the postseason, to the point that they absolutely demolished the potential three-peat Kansas City Chiefs, right? So, again, it's not going to be easy. They have some of the pieces in place, but who is going to be this next offensive coordinator, and how long is he going to be around?
Yeah, it feels like you come here, you do well, you can become a head coach somewhere, which is good to attract candidates, but obviously it's a challenge each year. Brian, I know you're with us today with the It Takes Two campaign you're part of. Tell us about that and why it's so important to you.
Yeah, this is extremely important for me. When I heard this information that my parents fit into this slot as far as having high blood pressure, battling that, and then type 2 diabetes, and that puts them at risk to potentially go and get kidney disease, down the road. And so when I got this information, Beringer and Lilly have been blessed me to be a part of this, to begin to spread this information. First of all, I shared it with my parents and their caregivers, my aunts and my uncles, to make sure that they're good. But then I felt I must share this with as many people as possible. So it takes two campaign. It takes you and your doctor, and it takes two tests, a blood test and a urine test. And the problem is that it's like 35 million people out there that may be going down that path to kidney disease, but the great majority of them don't know it. So this campaign and me being a part of it can potentially reach those individuals, or if you know somebody that fits in those two spaces, that you can then get this information to them. You can go to testyourkidneys.com to find out more information and to be proactive about your health.
Well, it's super important. Doc, I'm so glad we could bring you on. So people, obviously we want to hear what you think about the Super Bowl and the win, but this is really important,
very, very
stuff.
Important,
yeah, and for people to hear this, and again, testyourkidneys.com to go get more information and make sure that you're healthy and you keep yourself healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, like anything, if you know anything about me, you know this about me. Like, I'm very proactive when it comes to my health and what I put into this vessel, but also how I take care of myself. So because of that, I wanted to make sure that those individuals that hear this information are also proactive about their health, because ultimately, I would love for people to stay healthier longer. And that's one of the reasons that also I stepped up and allowed myself to be used in this way.
Did you work out yet, Dog? Or are you going to work out? Because it sounded like you got kind of hyped on this phone call, bro.
That's because y'all took me down the path of remembering and thinking about the Super Bowl. That's y'all's fault.
That's your fault.
No, I tell you, every time I talk to you, man, and you get to talking, I hear it in his voice, I get goosebumps, man. It's always great talking to you, brother, for real.
Same here, my brother. Same here.
Brian, man, we appreciate it. Go Eagles. We appreciate you being part of this, and good luck with it. TestYourKidneys.com, a great cause. Enjoy this week. It's a special week for the Eagles. Doc, we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
And guess what?
What's up?
The Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Super Bowl champions, baby!
Love it. There he goes. Brian Dawkins. Thank you, Brian.
Yes,
there
you
he goes. 215-592-9494. Always love having B-Doc on. You could feel it. Right.
Listen,
there's some people that just bring like a different energy. And anytime, I think we've had him on two or three times on our show, he just brings so much energy.
No, dude, it's amazing. I love talking to him. I love seeing him. And he's that guy, man, that when you hear him talk, he's a captivating person. And so it's always great to see him, always great to talk to him.
215-592-9494. Coming up, your phone calls here, Dynasty Talk. Is it too early? I don't think so. Your interpretation of A.J. Brown, what he put out on Instagram yesterday, Hugh kind of made it feel like it's not a good thing. And maybe it could hurt the idea of a dynasty. Where do you come down? We'll read it to you again. Plus, I told you guys that Travis Kelce, I said this on Monday, I watched a player go from player to podcaster on Sunday. It's over. More evidence coming up why Travis Kelce's career basically ended on Sunday night. 215-592-9494 for the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, Philly, a great lawn. It's like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. True Green is the local expert in Philly and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a lot about keeping grass looking like a fairway, and it's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we have audio here of Travis.
We have.
You saying like goodbye, Hugh?
I like the Boys the Men version better. That made us laugh. It's so hard. Why are we doing this?
No, Travis Kelce had a great career.
You're not saying goodbye to Travis?
But it's over now.
Because, you know, we're watching a career in transition here. We're watching a transition from great tight end.
He's transitioning.
To podcaster. Yeah, I mean, and I watched it. Sometimes you can watch someone go from one to the next in real time. Like, Hugh, you went through this. You went from being a football player to a radio host.
I didn't call two strikes.
But didn't you? You went from a player to a host.
I didn't get called old by my producer. And then I got called a trans from my co-host.
Whoa.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did you not?
I'm transitioning.
Your transition happened a long time ago. you're a full radio host now. But I watched it happen this week. Travis Kelce went from great football player to podcaster. I mean, there was a play. I watched a replay this morning where Mahomes is scrambling and Kelce just standing there like a cooked fighter. I mean, he just looks like he's got the haircut of a podcaster.
It was the haircut, man. Yeah,
no, it was the Boogie Nights outfit. I don't know why, but when you say cook fighter, that right there to me is hilarious.
Because there's something about like a fighter at the end of their career where they they looked like they're in bad shape. And that's Travis now.
The haircut is to overcompensate.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
You think he's done?
I look at it like this. There's times where when you're getting your ass kicked on a football field so bad, you just keep looking at the clock, be like, damn, how much more of this time did they have to kick our ass like this? That's kind of what that was.
Yeah, it was.
The quarterback was running for his life. And that, on the play you're talking about, he was running. He from the time that they said hike, he was like, help, help, help.
And Travis is standing there.
What could you?
He could have blocked for him, open.
And Travis looking like, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I can't do nothing.
Like the play that Joe's referring to is even worse because Mahomes is scrambling, basically runs past Travis, and he doesn't even attempt to block the defender.
What do you do in a moment like that?
And then Mahomes gets smoked and fumbled the ball. I mean, it's a bad look.
Listen, sometimes when you get you just want the ass whooping to go away.
That's what I mean. Like sometimes an older boxer, you see it in their face. Like
Tyson fighting Jake Paul.
I'm done getting punched in the face. Like there's a time where it's over. All right,
we're Jake Paul.
Yeah, he's Mike Tyson. Let's hear from Travis Kelce about the game taking the L to the Eagles.
Just wasn't our day. Couldn't find a lick of momentum. I'm kicking myself for some of the tiny, tiny decisions I made on the field. I wasn't the best leader that I could be in motivating my guys and keeping my guys, you know, calm, cool, collected. And I put a lot of that on myself as, you know, the guy that's been in the building for 12 years and seen a lot of football and actually seeing a situation just like this in the Super Bowl. It's a tough pill to swallow. It's a hard reality, man. I love my teammates. I love my coaches, Chiefs Kingdom. I'm sorry for how it ended. I have a beautiful life, man. I have loved ones. I have the most amazing family in the world that supports me in everything that I do. And they were all there, you know, cheering me on and hoping for the best on Sunday, man. I wish things would have went different. I wish I would have made better decisions early on and helped my guy Pat out and helped my team, you know, find that momentum or that confidence. But, you know, I just have to tip my hat to the Eagles.
He wanted to swing on CJ GJ, though.
He did. Yeah.
He wanted to give him the business.
In that same clip, he's like trying to shove Jordan Davis, who is literally just like a mountain of a human being. And Jordan Davis like was unmoved. It was like it was like a gnat trying to push
Jordan
him
Jordan Davis
over.
Is different. He like he got man strength. He got what they used to call back in the day man strength. He got man strength.
Yeah, he's a mountain of a human being.
Man strength.
He's a different kind of person. All right, let's also hear Travis about the R word, retirement. Is it over? Let's see what he says.
Right now, I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm not making any crazy decisions, but right now the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, understanding, you know, that there's a lot that goes into this thing. As you see yourself or not feel yourself have the success that you once used to have, man, it's a tough pill to swallow. And then on top of that, to not be there in the biggest moments, knowing your team's counting on you, man, those are all extremely hard things to, it's just a tough reality. And, you know, I think I'm going to take some time to figure it out. And I think I owe it to my teammates that if I do come back, that it's going to be something that it's a wholehearted decision. I'm not half-assing it, and I'm fully here for them. And I think I could play. It's just whether or not I'm motivated or it's the best decision for me.
Yeah, it's that's the end. I mean, when he's asking himself if he's motivated to play. I mean, Hugh, you've actually lived this life. I just watch it and see all these athletes go through it. I feel like he's probably going to retire.
He's thinking about it. He's workshopping it. He's figuring out how, you know, he's thinking about training camp and how that's going to go. And, you know, does he have the wherewithal to try to push through another season? So, yeah, it's a tough spot for him to be in. Yeah. He's having one of them come to Jesus moments.
Mm-hmm. On his podcast, because he is a podcaster. I mean, he's crossed over. He has transitioned to become a full podcaster. All right.
Transitioning.
But he did. Let's go back to the phone lines. Anthony, Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas. How's it going?
How you doing, Anthony?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's the first time I talked to you guys since we won the Super Bowl, man. I wanted to call in because I want to jump in on this conversation about AJ, right? Mm-hmm. And you, I usually agree with you on just about everything, man. I listen to this part of the show because of you. I like you other guys too. It's no knock on.
But
you know, hit him with the butt. Go ahead, Anthony.
No, but I tell you guys all the time. I want to keep harping. I played sports all my life. I'm a coach to this day. I work with a lot of kids around the city that play sports and stuff like. I'm just a sports guy through and through. So I like watching Hugh when he played, and I'm still, you know, a fan of all these older guys.
I got called twice.
Lord. Hey, here's where I think, and I think, man, this brings me back to my old days when I got to college too, right? Like, so I grew up in the projects, man. I ain't had nothing growing up. I'm talking about we were so poor, man. It was bad, right? And I got to a point where I was a really good athlete, had some success in college, played on the top 2 and 3 high school team in the country, went and played, you know, made some money playing professionally overseas and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that one of my college coaches did for me when I was in college that changed my life dramatically was he forced me to go to therapy, right, and start sitting down and talking to people, because there was a lot of, I didn't realize it at the time, but there was a lot of trauma from my life growing up that I was holding on to, that I thought I had let go, but I really didn't. And the reason I bring that up is because I think the mark that people are missing with AJ, and I thought it was great that he did that, what he did. I thought the post was great, and I get what you're saying, Hugh, but I think AJ's talking about sports, but he's not talking about sports. AJ is talking about life, right? This is the same guy that years ago was talking to, you know, that lady broke down in the presser talking about being suicidal and all that stuff, and AJ started, you know, talking to the lady and, you know, about her journey because he had been through that and all this kind of stuff, right? So I think for AJ, you get to a point with people like him where it's like, okay, what is it that drives me every day? What do I need to find in this and all this and that, right? And I think somebody came along at some point and told AJ, you know, football is it. This is how you make people happy. This is where you, how you do this and that. And I think for him, the journey was the journey, but then it was like, okay, I never reached this thing, so what is all the work I need to do, this, that, and the third to get this? Kind of like getting money, right? Until I touched a certain amount of money, like being, you know, poor all my life, I used to think money was everything. Oh, man, when I get the money, I'm a dude, until I touch some real money.
And right? Then you realize, like, maybe that's not everything, right? Yeah.
Right. It's like, damn, okay. Like, now, outside of buying all the material things, like, do I still have the people next to me that I love, or are they going to switch up? And so I think people... And if I'm AJ's big brother in that locker room, first of all, Sirianni, you know him. Jalen, and that, on this last point, right? One of the things I've been doing all year is calling into y'all guys and saying why I've been talking about Jalen being special. And it's not, it's football, but it's more to I think the next step for AJ is the not being Jalen, but getting to that point in life where whether it's your faith or, you know, the hero that your kids seeing you be, it can't just be football.
You got to find. Yeah, you have to find. Yeah, you have to find it. And Anthony, man, we appreciate the phone call.
And Anthony, I appreciate you taking the deep dive because you interpreted the way that you interpreted it. And I get that, but I still say that there are certain things that you can't say on social media because you leave it open to interpretation. That was your interpretation. Now, somebody else's interpretation might be totally different. I understand exactly where you're coming from, and AJ has been through a lot. But you have to read the room, and you can't in this situation. It just – you don't need that energy. You know, we can argue all day about if I missed the mark or I'm reading too much into it or anything like that. The bottom line is this. Shouldn't have had to read it. Shouldn't have been a story because he shouldn't have sent it at that time, 2 days after the Super Bowl.
So if you missed it, so, you know, we're discussing if it's too early to talk about a dynasty. And look, I think a lot of the football things are all pointing to the Eagles could be a dynasty. Howie, the roster, Jalen's young, and he performs obviously his best in the biggest games, which is the most important thing. I think it's all pointing there. Hugh thinks it's too early. Part of the reason is, are they all going to be rowing in the same directions? Can they keep that focus together? And one of those things, the A.J. Brown last night Instagram post, I'll read it to you if you missed it. Quote, after a few days, I've had the time to reflect on being a champion. I tried to feel how everyone made it seem to be a champion, and unfortunately, it was short-lived. 2 days to be exact, LOL. I've never been a champion at the highest level before, but I thought my hard work would be justified by winning it all. It wasn't. My thrill for this game comes when I dominate. It's the hunt that does it for me. It's when the DB drops his head and surrender because he can't F with me. The intense battles, early mornings, late nights, sacrifice. I love putting smiles on people's faces. Don't get me wrong, but it just wasn't what I thought it would be. It's the journey that I love most. Back to work. All right, so there it was. I'm going to give you an analogy I thought of, Hugh, that I think, because people have tried to give their analogies, right, and try to justify or kind of think through what he was thinking. Hugh, so before we started doing our show, mm-hmm. I hosted solo. I was on at night for 5 years by myself, right? And imagine if our show was doing well. We do a show together, right? It's not my show. It's our show. We do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing well, and people like the show, and we get positive reviews or ratings or whatever. And Hugh, if I posted, I thought good ratings would make me feel good, but what drives me is doing my own thing or doing a monologue for 10 minutes by myself. You know what?
I would probably look at it and be like, damn, you want to work by yourself?
Right. You know what I think people would wonder? How can they keep working together if that's not if Joe is driven by kind of doing his own thing?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it can't work, right? Like, it obviously worked. They won the Super Bowl. But I think it does open your mind to, is everyone going to be happy next year doing the same formula?
It leaves you to interpretation. And that's the thing. Because we all read social media posts the way that we read it. And thank you, everybody who's chimed in on my page, who's chimed in on my Instagram page and gave me their interpretation of it. It's not the same for everybody. My thing is this. When you put stuff out there like that and you start out by, I thought, you know, winning a championship would satisfy me.
It didn't.
We haven't even had the parade, dog.
I know.
Like, damn, this is, you won the game. Now come back home, the conquering hero.
Let's celebrate.
It's not over. It's not done. We are gearing up. I went to Mitchell and Ness the other day. Just to give you a little side of story, I'm about to get a jacket. And for all y'all that be work all in my pocket, I was gonna pay more than $30 for it.
Whoa!
Oh, I was about to break bread.
High roller,
but
Douglas has arrived.
If Mitchell and Ness listening, y'all need to get some bigger sizes in them jackets, man. Everybody don't wear 2X. But the point that I'm trying to make is the store was packed. The store was packed. And all I heard was people talk about they didn't want nothing if it didn't have Super Bowl champion on it. They didn't want any of that. So that part, see, this is where, for me, it's a disconnect. Bro, you haven't even had the parade in this city yet.
Yeah, it's bizarre. The timing.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the timing.
You see, and for all them cats that are talking about, I'm reaching on this one. We haven't even had the parade yet, and he's talking about he ain't satisfied.
I don't think you're reaching. I think this is part of why there aren't that many dynasties. It's hard to keep everyone rowing the same direction. This segment brought to you by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, do you hear a squeal or grinding? Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. I think the Eagles could get through this and figure it out and smooth it over. But there's something to, hey, why do teams not keep winning? Every team that wins a championship is, in theory, good enough to win the next year. But they often don't.
So I don't like necessarily. Let me get this straight. Let me make this straight. I don't necessarily disagree with what you're saying. Like, I am totally understanding that there are multiple different ways to interpret this. And if that's really what he's intending on doing, I think it's a bad look for him. I don't believe that's his intention. That's why I feel like we're getting crossed up. Like, A.J. Brown does not want this to be a discussion right now. There's no way that A.J. Brown...
Well, he shouldn't have posted it, though.
I understand that, but that's where I think it was a mistake for him. No, because it's not that he shouldn't have posted that. He shouldn't have put that line in. If he doesn't put that line in, we're not even talking about it. It's just another athlete posting about the journey and the Super Bowl run and getting back to work. Jalen Hurts on Jimmy Fallon or wherever he was. I forget what it was.
It was Jimmy Fallon. He was also Jimmy.
I just can't remember where I heard this cut, but he was talking about looking at his reflection in the trophy and thinking about the journey and the work that he put in. This is what athletes do and talk about all the time. It's just the fact that I think AJ added a line that he probably shouldn't have, but I don't believe he's purposely inviting this kind of attention to what he said.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Is it too early to use the D word, the dynasty word? I don't think so. Kyle doesn't. Hugh does. And part of it's not just that the team's going to change and the NFL changes. Well, they got to keep everyone rowing in the same direction. We'll get Elliot's take on this next. Your phone calls will get everyone up in the final hour. Elliot also has a brand new list of the top 10 athletes in Philadelphia, so we got to ask him about that. All coming up. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, behind every champion is a great night's sleep. Mattress Warehouse has helped some of the best on the field find their perfect mattress. And you can do so too with Bed Match. Now, let me tell y'all a little bit about Bed Match because I did this. I went into the store. I laid on the bed. They have like a big old TV screen in front of you. You type in the way you sleep or whatever, and you move around. And then they pick the mattress that is right for you. Others claim they can match you, but only Mattress Warehouse has technology backed by science with Bed Match to help you find the perfect mattress. Now, during their President's Day sale, you can save up to $1,000 warehouse-wide. Plus, and this is the best part, you get a free adjustable base on select mattresses. Rest assured, because when you buy a mattress at Mattress Warehouse, you have a one-year price guarantee on your purchase. Find a better price at a local competitor. Mattress Warehouse will match that price plus 50% of the difference. And with free next-day delivery, you can start sleeping like a baby the next day. Shop now or find a location nearest you at MattressWarehouse.com. That's MattressWarehouse.com.
You saying like goodbye, Hugh?
I like the Boys the Man version better.
That man is laugh. It's so hard.
Why are we doing this?
Now, Travis Kelce had a great career.
You're not saying goodbye to Travis?
But it's over now.
Because, you know, we're watching a career in transition here. We're watching a transition from great tight end.
He's transitioning.
To podcaster. Yeah. I mean, and I watched it. Sometimes you can watch someone go from one to the next in real time. Like, Hugh, you went through this. You went from being a football player to a radio host.
I didn't call two strikes.
But didn't you? You went from a player to a host.
I didn't get called old by my producer. And
then
I got
called
a trans from my co-host.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did you not?
I'm transitioning. I'm transitioning from
No, your transition happened a long time ago. You're a full radio host now. But I watched it happen this week. Travis Kelce went from great football player to podcaster. I mean, there was a play, I watched a replay this morning where Mahomes is scrambling and Kelce just standing there like a cooked fighter. I mean, he just looks like he's got the haircut of a podcaster.
It was the haircut, man. Yeah,
no, it was the Boogie Nights outfit. I don't know why, but when you say cook fighter, that right there to me is hilarious.
Because there's something about like a fighter at the end of their career where they
cook
just look
fighter.
They looked like they're in bad shape. And that's Travis now.
You know,
the haircut is to overcompensate.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
You think he's done?
I look at it like this. There's times where when you're getting your ass kicked on a football field so bad, you just keep looking at the clock, be like, damn, how much more of time did they have to kick our ass like this? That's kind of what that was.
Yeah, it was.
The quarterback was running for his life. And that, on the play you're talking about, he was running. He from the time that they said hike, he was like, help, help.
And Travis is standing there.
What could you?
He could have blocked for him, got open.
Travis looking like, what do you want me to do? I can't do nothing.
But like the play that Joe's referring to is even worse because Mahomes is scrambling, basically runs past Travis, and he doesn't even attempt to block the defender.
What do you do in a moment like that?
And then Mahomes gets smoked and fumbled the ball. I mean, it's a bad look.
Listen, yeah. Sometimes when you're getting, you just want the ass whooping to go away.
That's what I mean. Like sometimes an older boxer, you see it in their face. Like
Tyson fighting Jake Paul.
I'm done getting punched in the face. Like there's a time where it's over. All right,
we're Jake Paul.
Yeah, and he's Mike Tyson. Let's hear from Travis Kelce about the game taking the L to the Eagles.
Just wasn't our day. Couldn't find a lick of momentum. I'm kicking myself for some of the tiny, tiny decisions I made on the field. I wasn't the best leader that I could be in motivating my guys and keeping my guys, you know, calm, cool, collected. And I put a lot of that on myself as, you know, the guy that's been in the building for 12 years and seen a lot of football and actually seeing a situation just like this in the Super Bowl. It's a tough pill to swallow. It's a hard reality, man. I love my teammates. I love my coaches, Chiefs Kingdom. I'm sorry for how it ended. I have a beautiful life, man. I have loved ones. I have the most amazing family in the world that supports me in everything that I do. And they were all there, you know, cheering me on and hoping for the best on Sunday, man. I wish things would have went different. I wish I would have made better decisions early on and helped my guy Pat out and helped my team, you know, find that momentum or that confidence. But, you know, I just have to tip my hat to the Eagles.
He wanted to swing on CJ GJ, though.
He did. Yeah.
He wanted to give him the business.
In that same clip, he's like trying to shove Jordan Davis, who is literally just like a mountain of a human being. And Jordan Davis like was unmoved. It was like a gnat trying to push
Jordan
him
Davis
over.
Jordan Davis is different. He got man strength. He got what they used to call back in the day, man strength. He got man strength.
Yeah, he's a mountain of a human being.
Man strength.
He's a different kind of person. All right, let's also hear Travis about the R word, retirement. Is it over? Let's hear what he says.
Right now, I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm not making any crazy decisions, but right now the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, understanding, you know, that there's a lot that goes into this thing. As you see yourself or not feel yourself have the success that you once used to have, man, it's a tough pill to swallow. And then on top of that, to not be there in the biggest moments, knowing your team's counting on you, man. Those are all extremely hard things it's just a tough reality. And, you know, I think I'm going to take some time to figure it out. And I think I owe it to my teammates that if I do come back, that it's going to be something that it's a wholehearted decision. I'm not half-assing it, and I'm fully here for them. And I think I could play. It's just whether or not I'm motivated or it's the best decision for me.
Yeah, it's that's the end. I mean, when he's asking himself if he's motivated to play. I mean, Hugh, you've actually lived this life. I just watch it and see all these athletes go through it. I feel like he's probably going to retire.
He's thinking about it. He's workshopping it. He's figuring out how, you know, he's thinking about training camp and how that's going to go. And, you know, does he have the wherewithal to try to push through another season? So, yeah, it's a tough spot for him to be in. Yeah. He's having one of them come to Jesus moments.
Mm-hmm. On his podcast, because he is a podcaster. I mean, he's crossed over. He has transitioned to become a full podcaster. All right.
Transitioning.
But he did. Let's go back to the phone lines. Anthony, Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas, how's it going?
How you doing, Anthony?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's the first time I talked to you guys since we won the Super Bowl, man. I wanted to call in because I wanted to jump in on this conversation about AJ, right? Mm-hmm. And you, I usually agree with you on just about everything, man. I listen to this part of the show because of you. I like you other guys too. It's no knock on.
But.
You know, hit him with the butt. Go ahead, Anthony.
No, but I tell you guys all the time, I want to keep harping. I play sports all my life. I'm a coach to this day. I work with a lot of kids around the city that play sports and stuff. I'm just a sports guy through and through. So I like watching Hugh when he played, and I'm still, you know, a fan of all these older guys. You know,
I got called twice.
But.
Oh, Lord. Hey, here's where I think, and I think, man, this brings me back to my old days as a you know, when I got to college too, right? Like, so I grew up in the projects, man. I ain't had nothing growing up. I'm talking about we were so poor, man. It was bad, right? And I got to a point where I was a really good athlete, had some success in college, played on the top two and three high school team in the country, went and played, you know, made some money playing professionally overseas and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that one of my college coaches did for me when I was in college that changed my life dramatically was he forced me to go to therapy, right, and start sitting down and talking to people, because there was a lot of, I didn't realize it at the time, but there was a lot of trauma from my life growing up that I was holding on to, that I thought I had let go, but I really didn't. And the reason I bring that up is because I think the mark that people are missing with AJ, and I thought it was great that he did that, what he did. I thought the post was great, and I get what you're saying, Hugh, but I think AJ's talking about sports, but he's not talking about sports. AJ is talking about life, right? This is the same guy that years ago was talking to, you know, that lady broke down in the presser talking about being suicidal and all that stuff. And AJ started, you know, talking to the lady and, you know, about her journey because he had been through that and all this kind of stuff, right? So I think for AJ, you get to a point with people like him where it's like, okay, what is it that drives me every day? What do I need to find in this and all this and that, right? And I think somebody came along at some point and told AJ, you know, football is it. This is how you make people happy. This is where how you do this and that. And I think for him, the journey was the journey, but then it was like, okay, I never reached this thing, so what is all the work I need to do, this, that, and the third to get there? It's kind of like getting money, right? Until I touched a certain amount of money, like being, you know, poor all my life, I used to think money was everything. Oh, man, when I get the money, I'm a dude, until I touch some real money.
And right? Then you and realize, like, maybe that's not everything. Right, yeah.
Right. It's like, damn, okay. Like, now, outside of buying all the material things, like, do I still have the people next to me that I love? Or are they going to switch up? And so I think people, and if I'm AJ's big brother in that locker room, first of all, Sirianni, you know him. Jalen. And that, on this last point, right, one of the things I've been doing all year is calling into y'all guys and saying why I've been talking about Jalen being special. And it's not – it's football, but it's more to
I think the next step for AJ is the not being Jalen, but getting to that point in life where whether it's your faith or, you know, the hero that your kids see in you be, it can't just be football.
You got to find, yeah, you have to find, yeah, you have to find it. And Anthony, man, we appreciate the phone call.
And Anthony, I appreciate you taking the deep dive because you interpreted the way that you interpreted it, and I get that. But I still say that there are certain things that you can't say on social media because you leave it open to interpretation. That was your interpretation. Now, somebody else's interpretation might be totally different. I understand exactly where you're coming from, and AJ has been through a lot. But you have to read the room, and you can't in this situation. It just – you don't need that energy. You know, we can argue all day about if I missed the mark or I'm reading too much into it or anything like that. The bottom line is this. Shouldn't have had to read it. Shouldn't have been a story because he shouldn't have sent it at that time, 2 days after the Super Bowl.
So if you missed it, so, you know, we're discussing if it's too early to talk about a dynasty. And, look, I think a lot of the football things are all pointing to the Eagles could be a dynasty. Howie, the roster, Jalen's young, and he performs, obviously, his best in the biggest games, which is the most important thing. I think it's all pointing there. Hugh thinks it's too early. Part of the reason is, are they all going to be rowing in the same directions? Can they keep that focus together? And one of those things, the A.J. Brown last night Instagram post, I'll read it to you if you missed it. Quote, after a few days, I've had the time to reflect on being a champion. I tried to feel how everyone let me start over. I tried to feel how everyone made it seem to be a champion, and unfortunately, it was short-lived. 2 days to be exact, LOL. I've never been a champion at the highest level before, but I thought my hard work would be justified by winning it all. It wasn't. My thrill for this game comes when I dominate. It's the hunt that does it for me. It's when the DB drops his head and surrender because he can't F with me. The intense battles, early mornings, late nights, sacrifice. I love putting smiles on people's faces. Don't get me wrong, but it just wasn't what I thought it would be. It's the journey that I love most, back to work. All right, so there it was. I'm going to give you an analogy I thought of, Hugh, that I think, because people have tried to give their analogies, right, and try to justify or kind of think through what he was thinking. Hugh, so before we started doing our show, mm-hmm. I hosted solo. I was on at night for 5 years by myself, right? And imagine if our show was doing well. We do a show together, right? It's not my show. It's our show. We do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing well, and people like the show, and we get positive reviews or ratings or whatever. And Hugh, if I posted, I thought good ratings would make me feel good, but what drives me is doing my own thing or doing a monologue for 10 minutes by myself. You know what?
I would probably look at it and be like, damn, you want to work by yourself?
Right. You know what I think people would wonder? How can they keep working together if that's not if Joe is driven by kind of doing his own thing?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it can't work, right? Like, it obviously worked. They won the Super Bowl. But I think it does open your mind to, is everyone going to be happy next year doing the same formula?
It leaves you to interpretation. And that's the thing. Because we all read social media posts the way that we read it. And thank you, everybody who's chimed in on my page, who's chimed in on my Instagram page and gave me their interpretation of it. It's not the same for everybody. My thing is this. When you put stuff out there like that and you start out by, I thought, you know, winning a championship would satisfy me.
It didn't.
We haven't even had the parade, dog.
I know.
Like, damn, this is, you won the game. Now come back home, the conquering hero.
Let's celebrate.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not over. It's not done. We are gearing up. I went to Mitchell & Ness the other day, just to give you a little side story. I'm about to get a jacket, and for all y'all that be work all in my pocket, I was gonna pay more than $30 for it.
Whoa!
Oh, I was about to break bread.
High roller, but Douglas
but
has arrived.
But if Mitchell & Ness listening, y'all need to get some bigger sizes in them jackets, man. Everybody don't wear 2X. But the point that I'm trying to make is the store was packed. The store was packed. And all I heard was people talk about they didn't want nothing if it didn't have Super Bowl champion on it. They didn't want any of that. So that part, see, this is where, for me, it's a disconnect. Bro, you haven't even had the parade in this city yet.
Yeah, it's bizarre. The timing.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the timing.
You see, and for all them cats that talking about, I'm reaching on this one. We haven't even had the parade yet, and he's talking about he ain't satisfied.
I don't think you're reaching. I think this is part of why there aren't that many dynasties. It's hard to keep everyone rowing the same direction. This segment brought to you by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, do you hear a squeal or grinding? Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. I think the Eagles could get through this and figure it out and smooth it over. But there's something to, hey, why do teams not keep winning? Every team that wins a championship is, in theory, good enough to win the next year. But they often don't.
So I don't like necessarily. Let me get this straight. Let me make this straight. I don't necessarily disagree with what you're saying. Like, I am totally understanding that there are multiple different ways to interpret this. And if that's really what he's intending on doing, I think it's a bad look for him. I don't believe that's his intention. That's why I feel like we're getting crossed up. Like, A.J. Brown does not want this to be a discussion right now. There's no way that A.J. Brown...
Well, he shouldn't have posted it, though.
I understand that, but that's where I think it was a mistake for him. No, because it's not that he shouldn't have posted it. He shouldn't have put that line in. If he doesn't put that line in, we're not even talking about it. It's just another athlete posting about the journey and the Super Bowl run and getting back to work. Jalen Hurts on Jimmy Fallon or wherever he was. I forget what it was.
It was Jimmy Fallon. I
just can't remember where I heard this cut, but he was talking about looking at his reflection in the trophy and thinking about the journey and the work that he put in. This is what athletes do and talk about all the time. It's just the fact that I think AJ added a line that he probably shouldn't have, but I don't believe he's purposely inviting this kind of attention to what he said.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Is it too early to use the D word, the dynasty word? I don't think so. Kyle doesn't. Hugh does. And part of it's not just that the team's going to change and the NFL changes. Well, they got to keep everyone rowing in the same direction. We'll get Elliot's take on this next. Your phone calls will get everyone up in the final hour. Elliot also has a brand new list of the top 10 athletes of Philadelphia, so we got to ask him about that. All coming up. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, behind every champion is a great night's sleep. Mattress Warehouse has helped some of the best on the field find their perfect mattress. And you can do so, too, with Bed Match. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Bed Match, because I did this. I went into the store. I laid on the bed. They have, like, a big old TV screen in front of you. You type in the way you sleep or whatever, and you move around. And then they pick the mattress that is right for you. Others claim they can match you, but only Mattress Warehouse has technology backed by science with Bed Match to help you find the perfect mattress. Now, during their President's Day sale, you can save up to $1,000 warehouse-wide. Plus, and this is the best part, you get a free adjustable base on select mattresses. Rest assured, because when you buy a mattress at Mattress Warehouse, you have a one-year price guarantee on your purchase. Find a better price at a local competitor. Mattress Warehouse will match that price plus 50% of the difference. And with free next-day delivery, you can start sleeping like a baby the next day. Shop now or find a location nearest you at MattressWarehouse.com. That's MattressWarehouse.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.